Church bells are rung to celebrate holidays, weddings, and military victories. They can be used to announce deaths and funerals. They herald the start and end of the day, and they summon people to church. Their use dates back to the Middle Ages, and they were an early method of mass communication.
People have been ringing bells ever since they found stones to clack together. But bells in church towers didn't happen until there were such things as church towers.
Chris Haller is a retired Excellus Blue Cross Blue Shield employee who has had a lifelong passion for bell music known as change ringing. He and his wife Helen have been spearheading the effort to install a ring of bells in a Rochester church for more than 10 years. The Church of the Ascension has a tower that will accommodate the structure, weight, and motion of over 3 tons of bells, plus the framework and mechanisms to hang and ring them. Change ringing is very different from playing a carillon. A carillon is operated by one person sitting at a keyboard, playing melodies and familiar tunes. Change ringing requires a ringer for each individual bell, pulling on a rope and working in tandem with the other ringers. Each bell is assigned a number, and the ringers play mathematical patterns to create the changes.
You can change pairs of bells. So on 6 bells, 2 can change places with 1, 4 with 3, 6 with 5. So from 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, you get 2, 1, 4, 3, 6, 5. And this results in a weaving pattern of sound.
Change ringing requires a lot of teamwork and a lot of practice. Each pull of the rope must be timed in coordination with all of the other ringers so that a steady tempo is maintained. As you can imagine, change ringing rehearsals are hard to keep secret. The whole neighborhood knows when the band is practicing. In 1660, the brothers William and Robert Corr of Wiltshire, England, came up with a very practical solution to this problem. The Corrs created a tuned set of small bells, called handbells, for change ringers to use for practice away from the tower. These handbells allowed the ringers to stay warm in winter while memorizing their pattern changes. Handbells also allowed the villagers to sleep through the night without being awakened by the local church tower bells. Handbells soon became very popular as performance instruments and are still widely used today in churches and schools. The British brought large bells and change ringing technique to the American colonies in the 18th century. And it takes a special technique to ring the bells correctly. As Chris Haller explains, the ringers stand in a circle and grasp a portion of the bell rope called a sally.
The rope goes up from there to the bell chamber, and after the sally ends a little below eye level, the rope continues to a tail end. You hold the tail end in your left hand, and when you pull the hand stroke, you're left with your hand stretched toward the ceiling, holding just the tail end.
Once the installation of the bells is complete, ringers will need to be trained in the technique of ringing these very large bells, the smallest of which is 375 pounds. Chris Haller's wife Helen says they have an ingenious way to teach new ringers that won't annoy the neighbors or require multiple trips to the bell tower to practice.
We have a fellow ringer, a friend in Chicago, who has home-built a sort of a dummy bell. And it's got a rope and it's got a sally and it feels right. And he is lending us that and it will come to our house and people will come to our house and learn how to handle the bell and the rope.
Helen and Chris Haller both hope that the new ring of bells will make Rochester a destination for hundreds of trained change ringers. There are only about 40 operable rings in North America today, and the Hallers are already hearing from ringers who would like to visit.
But the other thing is that we envision this project as part of the way the Church of the Ascension itself envisions helping the Maplewood neighborhood to bring the neighborhood back up to where it becomes a strong part of the city and a destination and a place that has value in the life of the city.
The 10 bells were delivered to the Church of the Ascension on August 6th. The structural framework has been assembled in the tower, and the bells will be lifted into place this week. On September 1st, preparations will begin for their inaugural ring. Once a 10-person band has been trained, the bells will ring on Sunday mornings and for special occasions. For WXXI News, I'm Jean Fisher.